gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are. This is a fiery issue. You know, John, you remember about a year ago or so when we started talking about it, we didn't have the kind of animation, the kind of viscera, the kind of exchanges we're having now. It's typical and symptomatic, of course, of the whole nation, but we realize time is short, and this is an election year, and this is the time to do whatever we can legally to bring this deck of cards down. Now, if we don't, you know, it's going to have to be done some other way, John.
Yeah,
I don't know,
American people,
that's what I fear most. You know,
but you have to realize, you have to get these senators out of office. Lindsey Graham is one from South Carolina. Also, Ted Kennedy.
Forget about the Kennedys. That's a waste of time. The Kennedys are a dynasty.
Brownback in Kansas is terrible. Hagel, Senator Hagel from Nebraska, one of the worst.
ES&S machines, a computer software program for rigging elections, yes.
Yeah, he's absolutely terrible. You have to, the Senate, like I said, there are a couple of senators there that maybe some hope, but for the most part, the Senate is too far gone. And the Democrats, forget it.
Yep.
I mean, Harry Reid, I'm going to be speaking out in Nevada with Chris Simcox in April 29th, and we are really going to expose this Harry Reid, what he's doing with the illegal aliens.
Right. Now, you have something coming up in Las Vegas, too, don't you?
Well, that's the one in Las Vegas.
Yeah. That's the same one?
Yeah, that's the one, April 29th. But then Shannon McCauley, who you're going to have on as speaker with us in Crawford, Texas, May 6th.
Right. Okay. And Barbara Koh is highly involved in California.
And she's going to be a speaker in Crawford, Texas also.
All right. Do we have Shannon online yet, by the way? Okay. We'll try to, if he doesn't call in, we'll try to get him on. Excuse me. In just a minute or so, we've got his number. And we'll do that in just the next break. But let's see if we can go back to the phones. Let's take a call from Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
How are you gentlemen doing?
We're trying.
I'm totally disgusted with this movement with regards to the Minutemen. I'm an American, and I'm also a Christian, and I'm not a communist, and I'm not a Nazi, and I'm not a fascist. And what this reminds me of what I watched on television when I was a kid with what Nazi Germany did in demonizing people. And they demonized Jews and passed legislation that resulted in oppression where all of the people of Germany were
concerned. We're not demonizing people. We are demonizing criminality. There's a big difference.
Sir, I disagree with you. I think what you're doing is you're criminalizing godly behavior insofar that the Old Testament, and I'm a Christian, that God himself told the people to give refuge to the strangers because they were strangers at one time, and that was referring to the Hebrews, being in Egypt.
All right, well, tell all the illegals to go to your house then, okay?
Well, you know what, sir? let me explain something. One of the things that the illegals have nothing to do as far as the economy is going on in here, what has happened is the import-export protections, which would have protected our economy here, is what is creating a lot of this stuff. People in the United States have the right to contract, and people have the right for the pursuit of happiness. And that doesn't mean people who are just in this country, sir. We have our own people emigrating to other countries. Many of our engineers are going to India. You, sir, as far as I'm concerned, is an enemy to the principles of the Constitution of the United States. We go ahead and start closing up the borders. I just got through going on an airplane. I'm sick and tired of these daggum blasted projects like people like you have, so we can go ahead and have these ID cards and all the fingerprinting and everything else.
Rita?
I hope your actions, sir, are not blessed. And that's what all I have
to say,
and you are not an American as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Rita.
Thank you.
All right. She's very animated, as you can see.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure exactly.
One that created all these
You Nazi, you? All right. John, we'll be back with you and Antonio and our other many callers right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We have him? Huh. All righty. I guess we're back, and we have not been able to hook up with Shannon McCauley yet, but we're trying to get him right now. He may be right now on the border doing something. And
yeah, they are. I just talked to Chris Simcox. They're down at the border.
Right, but he is supposed to be available, so he may join us at any time. But we'll continue. As you see, some of the calls quite animated, and I don't agree with Rita at all on that. And I think,
well,
you know, when you
I mean,
when you try to say that people are not allowed into the country, that is not at all what we're saying. What
that's
we're saying
Antonio,
is...
That's why Antonio is here. He's a legal immigrant. We're not talking about people. We're talking about criminal behavior.
You can come into the country anytime. You have the passport. You have the proper papers. You can come into the country. We don't know who you are. We don't know where you're from.
Rick, the 911 hijackers, two of them were visa overstayers. They just overstay their visas. 40% of the illegals coming into this country are visa overstayers.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's either that or we do nothing. And if we do nothing, we're finished.
Well, last caller, Rita, she's one of the reasons why we have this out-of-control illegal immigration, you know, calling me a Nazi. And from what I've seen, the communists are the Nazis and these liberals who say, oh, these poor little people. These aren't poor little people anymore. These are people wearing $100 pair of tennis shoes coming across. These are also criminals. You saw with the last video that former Navy SEAL that has a business down there, what they do to his property. And the sheriff and the Border Patrol saying these aren't little migrants coming across. These are dangerous criminals. And who else is coming across. It has to do with criminal behavior. Has nothing to do with people. Illegal is not a race. Okay?
Yep. Excellent. Let's continue. 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number. Keith, you're next on the program.
Wow, Reed is a hard act to follow.
Well, hopefully you won't follow in her footsteps on this.
Oh, no. How she ever found this station, this radio show, well, I have no idea.
She's been here for a long time, and Rita's been good for most of the time. But
really?
I think she went a little bit astray tonight. Now, that's not a personal attack, because I like Rita. But, you know, I think that some people on some issues, we can agree to disagree. But this time, really, we're not even talking apples and apples now.
Well,
all
good
right.
Evening,
go
gentlemen.
Ahead.
I'd like to talk about these people that try to say that they only take the jobs nobody else wants. That's a lie. In the early 80s, the steel industry was really hit hard. I was laid off along with thousands of my steel worker brothers. I knew guys that lost their homes, guys that were out of work for over a year. I was out of work for over a year. I finally got a job with a contractor that was basically doing my job in the mill. And we had over half the workforce was Mexicans. And after a while, I started suspecting, you know, I don't think these guys are legal, you know. I mean, they can barely speak a word of English, and here they are pulling down good money, you know. And here I'm thinking, well, my friends, my coworkers can't find jobs, but these 18, 19, 20-year-old guys can because they're the nephew, the cousin, the whatever of one of the foremen. So I started calling INS about this, you know, and the district headquarters told me, well, we can't do anything unless you can prove they're illegal. Well, that's not my job. That's yours, you know. But the thing is, the owner of the company was himself a legal immigrant from Greece. But it all boiled down to greed. I believe these guys were given kickbacks, you know, back to their uncle, you know, whoever sponsored them to get the job there. And they were probably given that part of that money back to the owner of the company. And the thing he liked about it was he had control over them. If he wanted to cut wages, if he wanted to change the rules, okay, what are we going to do? You know, we're just illegals, so we're not going to squawk.
This is what they do. They have control on them. If they don't like the work there, they just get rid of them next. That's why a half a million illegals come across the border. They have a fresh supply coming across. And the illegals don't have to pay what Americans have to pay. You have to pay taxes. You have to pay insurance. You have to pay everything. Well, illegals don't pay anything. They don't pay any taxes on the most part, because if they are out in the streets as day laborers, they're being paid under the table, number one. If they're working in a company, they most of the time they have a phony Social Security number using somebody else's Social Security number, and they'll claim 20 dependents, so no taxes are taken out. The only taxes that are taken out are Social Security taxes. This is one of the reasons why our government was allowing that to go on, because it was keeping the Social Security afloat with the Social Security taxes. But now Bush, with this totalization agreement, wants to send Social Security back to the Mexicans in Mexico once they work here. This is totally out of control. And, yes, they are taking jobs all across the spectrum. It's not people picking lettuce anymore. They're in every job in America. They're out there. Like you said, with these employers, they're pulling down good money. They don't have to pay anything else. They'll put up 20 or 30 to a house. They live very frugally, and they send all that money back to wherever they came from. And then
let me tell you, when a lot of these guys retired because they had been here 20, 30 years and never learned to speak English, they went back to rancheros back in Mexico with thousands of head of cattle and horses. And where do you think the money for that came from? From here.
It came from, I know a while back I had a discussion with Judge Bork. I don't know if you remember Judge Bork.
Oh, yes.
Sure. And
Robert Bork, yep.
So many illegals are taking jobs from Americans, and Americans are becoming homeless. And he said, that's ridiculous. I said, well, Judge, there are only so many jobs, and if you have 20 or 30 million illegals, don't you think they're taking American jobs? And if they're taking American jobs, what do you think happens to those Americans who are too proud to take these social services, which illegals have no thought of? You know, they'll just go in. They demand these health services, which they get. Legal immigrants can't get free medical. They're not checked for diseases. Illegals are bringing in all kinds of diseases because they circumvent the system. What else are they bringing in? and they'll pay a coyote up to $10,000 to bring them in. Where are they getting that $10,000?
Mm-hmm.
And if an illegal coming here for a job is willing to pay $10,000, what do you think terrorists are paying these coyotes to bring them across the border?
Okay, Keith, thank you for your call. We have
okay,
to move along.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, Rick.
Yes, indeed. Yes, thank you. I appreciate the compliments. We'll continue. Barney in Maryland, you are next on the program.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Barney.
The one-worlders have destroyed the economy of the South American nations, and the people are forced to cross the American border in order to survive. And seeing that the CIA, MI6, and Mossad are fighting for the one-worlders, and they are the one promoting the strike, May the 1st, we should all go out and strike the same day.
Yeah.
And the one-worlders want us to fight the sheeple. The one-worlders openly boast that they are going to eliminate 95% of the world's population. As soon as the chaos starts, we should eliminate the one-worlders.
Well, of course, we know that's the ultimate goal, but in the meantime, it's a long road to that point, my friend.
Well, I tell you what, I've been in this fight for 45 years, and there's no way we are going to take this country back politically when the one-worlders are holding all the cards.
Well, the thing is, they own the media, and you see what the media have done. The media are controlled by the same globalists that control George Bush, Dick Cheney, and, of course, Donald Rumsfeld and the rest of them. So when you see that and you know who's in control, it's no wonder that, as I could note, in the last week or so in my own paper, which is the Below Corporation of Texas, the Providence Journal, there has been a one-third page issue almost every day on this issue. Can you believe that, John? Almost nothing of substance to report. As if this is a minor issue, as if it's life goes on, deja vu.
There's only a few people in the media, including yourself, Rick, but Lou Dobbs is really passionate about this. He's the only one telling the truth about what's happening with this. Not just
he's taking some heat for it, too, quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm really surprised.
But he's hanging on because he's so popular, too.
Yeah, he's really, truly excellent. Now, I've told people not even to pay any attention to Fox. I mean, they're showing their true colors. They've always had these neocons on
there. Oh, yeah, yep.
And, you know, Bill O'Reilly wants a guest worker program.
Sure. We can live with that, he says, yep.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs is the only one people should be listening to. He tells the absolute truth. And let that woman from Texas call him a Nazi also, okay?
All right. All right, don't take it personal. But we allow freedom of speech and differences, so we can debate the issue. Let's not make it personal. Barney, we have to move along. Thank you for your call, sir. Jack in Wisconsin, you're next on the program.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing pretty well and under the circumstances, Jack.
I have to say, I listen to your show every night, and you got the patience of a saint.
Well, I try not to fly off the handle, although sometimes I feel like, you know.
Well, last week I'd like to thank Antonio for coming into our country
Amen.
The right way, and
yep.
God bless him. And I have nothing against people that want to do it like my grandparents did, you know. In the Minutemen, I wish I could join him. I just can't afford it, but. But last week you were saying that, hey, why don't we all just stop paying our taxes? And I'd like to know more about that. And I'm all for it. I mean, if we stop sending them the money to feed this draconian machine, I mean, maybe we could get somewhere.
Right. John?
Yeah, that's about the only way it's going to happen. Like these illegals that get out there and demonstrate, you know, they can have a half a million show up because they can do it. American people can't do it because they're out there busy supporting these illegals paying taxes. And that's what's supporting this machine, and that's paying your taxes. And like I said, you're paying for your own demise.
Right.
It would have to be for, you know, everybody. And, you know, that's the only way they're going to understand anything that's in the pocket.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back. And we'll be taking more calls. Shannon's trying to get a hold of me by email, so let's see if we can get him on. I'm Rick Adams, John Clark, and his legal immigrant, Antonio. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We are back, and before we go to our next caller, Art and Linda, Rodney and Jean, Shannon is now with us, Shannon Magali. And Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it's a pleasure, and you know John Clark. John?
Is he on?
Yes, John. Speak.
Yes, I'm here, Shannon. I'll be on the bill with you in Texas, in Crawford.
All right. Going to be a ball.
Tell us what
you
do.
Earlier, I received a message on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy tracking the number, but it was a Dallas area number. But it was a threat about the protest on Sunday. They said there's going to be a protest in Dallas on Sunday.
Okay.
And it was sort of a threat that you better make sure you have enough people there.
So you received that on your answering machine?
I'm going to listen to it when I have more time and see if I need to turn it over to anybody.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Who would you turn it over to unless the authorities are willing to enforce the law, you know? But that's what, John, you face and others face, and I imagine even Antonio must get a good ribbing, if not a tax, for doing things the right way. He's considered, what, an Uncle Tom? Would you say that? Would you say that, Antonio? Sometimes
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, sometimes, I mean, when we assume a position to against this nonsense, you know, they say, oh, you're becoming American, so you're no longer, you know.
You're
Latino.
The enemy, though. You're
yeah,
the
exactly.
Enemy.
I mean, it's not true. I mean, I have my Latin American roots, and that doesn't mean that I have to break the rules and bend the rules, you know. It's not a proper way. I mean, you're in or out, easy. It's not like mm-hmm. a, you know, grayscale in between.
Right. Now, Shannon, tell us what you are trying to do in the movement that you're a part of in Texas, the Minuteman Project.
Well, we patrol between El Paso and Fort Hancock. We were trying to find other areas after we returned from April 2005 in Arizona, and we tried two or three areas. We researched them, and then the Sheriff San Diego in El Paso welcomed us. So we decided we'd go to El Paso, and the farmers were a little wary at first, but you know, they started loaning us their ATVs, patrolling properties, inviting us to dinner, just you name it. They just welcomed us, and then they'd call me and say, when are you coming back? And so we had to come back in April, and in October we're going to try to do three separate border watches in three different areas of Texas at the same time.
Good. Now, when you do the watches, what kind of preparation is involved? What do you need to bring with you?
Well, the major thing is communications. We try to accommodate the GMRS and FRS radios, and depending on where you're at, you might need to basically it's essential to have ham radio operators, because we can utilize different types of radio. We can cross band from one band to the other. And like for instance, Presidio, Texas, you'd have to put remotes on top of those mountains just so you could talk to the other side of the mountain. So having some radios put together that'll do that.
Oh, good. Now, when people are there and they assemble to Border Patrol, what exactly is it they're looking for or doing, and are they armed or not?
Definitely we're armed. We're armed. That's part of America. You arm yourself, and you hope you never have to pull your weapon. And so far, we've never had to pull our weapon. And I think that there was one gentleman in California that kept promoting no weapons, no weapons. And I believe when he had a training, they rushed him. So I think if they know you have weapons, then they're not going to put you in a position where you have to defend yourself. But I have some bad news tonight.
Okay.
One of my volunteers got injured about 4:30 this afternoon. We had a scaffold up where it raised over the levee, and a big old wall of wind at about 60 miles per hour hit him and knocked him off the scaffold. So he's been taken to the El Paso hospital with a possible broken leg and concussion. So we're hoping that he doesn't have a broke leg and that you know, that he can get back out on the mission. He's from Colorado, 65 years old.
Shannon, I was at the Minuteman thing the first week down there. And I remember the media there kept focusing on the sidearms. You know, why do you carry sidearms? And one of the reasons that people don't realize, it's very dangerous out there in the desert, you know, with the rattlesnakes. And you guys, a lot of you guys are out there in the middle of the night, which is really dangerous. I've been out there. You can't see anything, and you really need sidearms. You've got the drug smugglers carrying AK-47s. And that's the real concern, I think, with the Minutemen being out there, men and women. And they have, they won't hesitate to shoot. And you need to be ready. And like Shannon said, the Minutemen have never had a fire shot. All they do is contact the Border Patrol, let the Border Patrol handle it. And they've been doing a great job down there. So,
It puts us at a disadvantage because we have to, I think that a law enforcement would draw his weapon quicker than we would, because we have to eliminate more possibilities, because he's trained to figure the scenario out. We have to analyze the scenario, and hopefully one of our members is not injured before we have to defend ourselves. So we've been pretty lucky to never have to do that. But I think that it's the last possible thing that'll ever happen is that a Minuteman would draw a weapon. So,
Let me ask you, if you're threatened and you have a right to defend yourself, then you would take a weapon and destroy it, and you'd shoot at the enemy, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're being fired upon, what would you do?
Well, it would depend on the scenario. If I had some guys pinned down, then we'd unleash something on them. And I think they know that, because I've been confronted by military, and they made a point not to lift their weapons in my direction.
Okay. All right. I want to pick up on that. We'll be back with Shannon McGauley, and also we're talking with John Clark and Antonio, all three. Those of you on the line, we'll all get you in. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, and Shannon, you were just mentioning you try to avoid any kind of exchange of gunfire at all costs, but as I was saying, what if anything should happen? And we haven't seen or heard of many incidents in which it's happened, but if, in fact, you're fired upon by somebody who's a terrorist, what would you do? Just call in the Border Patrol?
If we could do that, we would do that. But if some of our members got pinned down, then we'd have no choice. But
yeah, right.
We would exhaust every path to retreat before we would pull a weapon.
Now, what kind of sidearm, what kind of weapons do you carry? How powerful are they?
Anything goes in Texas.
I understand. So you can bring, what, a chain gun or an AK-47 or whatever?
Well, we had a guy, he went out and bought him a 50 cal Barrett, but he didn't bring that. We told him not to bring that.
What was it, a Beretta?
A Barrett.
Oh, a Barrett.
50 caliber.
Okay.
And I think he just likes, there's a certain range that he can go to.
Okay.
Near Houston, where he shoots it, he's just an enthusiast. But we wouldn't carry anything like that out there.
Right, the police.
Rick, I'd like to interject something here.
Okay, John, go ahead.
The Minutemen are really have their hands tied. I mean, even if they were attacked by the Mexican military firing upon them with 50 caliber, and they fired back, they would be prosecuted by our own government and the Mexican government.
That is absolutely outrageous, but true.
If you don't have absolute video showing that there was no other way out,
yep.
I guarantee you, you're going to spend $10,000.
You're the criminal,
Even the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is fired upon all the time.
Yeah.
They are told to keep away from the border by the drug cartels, And if they Border Patrol fires back, they're the ones investigated, okay? This is simply outrageous.
You realize.
My question is when I missed the class. Being brought up as an American, you didn't back down from a fight when they invade your country.
Yeah,
and but now that's all the politicians want to do.
Shannon, as you well know, Shannon, even if it was the Mexican military on our soil firing on you and you fired back,
mm-hmm.
our government will go after you along with the Mexican government, the ACLU,
yep.
and also...
And they'll steal your property and whatever else they can take.
Southern Poverty Law Center, what happened to
yep.
The guy...
Nethercutt.
And
AC Nethercutt, yeah.
And Rancher Ray, who was fired mm-hmm. upon by the Mexican military, was told to dummy up, and they were going to file charges of creating an international incident for firing yep. back after they were yep. fired upon.
In our country, in the Coronado Forest, in Arizona, right?
Right.
And they're protecting the Mexican government, and this is this administration in Washington. They're actually working with these criminals who are doing these illegal acts and threatening Americans. It's
so
mind-boggling.
There's so much money involved, not just for the cheap labor, but the drugs. Our people in Congress have been making a lot of money, and I know one in particular that made a lot of money from the drug cartels. The customs agents knew it. They knew he was staying in a drug kingpin's house in Mexico, but they were told to dummy up.
It's extraordinary what you can learn when you're out in the middle of the night with a Border Patrol agent that realizes he can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you all kinds of ways that they've done stuff to him to attack his morale. Like on a ranch there in El Paso, they went on the ranch and they arrested several cartel and several military, took it into custody. And then they were ordered by the Justice Department out of D.C. to escort the military to the port of entry, hand their weapons, and send them back across. Now, that does a lot for morale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's invasion. I mean, that is an act of war when the Mexican military are coming across, and Mexican governments deny it. Our own governments deny it. Ray, the rancher, and his brother was Marine Corps. He knew a military formation, and they were being fired upon. They were trying to kill them. This happens all the time. So for mm-hmm. these Minutemen to be called Nazis, mm-hmm. it just is beyond me, because they're giving up their time. They're going down there, putting their lives on the line. They're doing the job that our government should be doing. I mean, it's dangerous. It's dangerous, dirty work. I've been down there at night, but I had 10 guys around me with AR-15s, you know, customs, rangers. But for two or three Minutemen to be there in the middle of the night, believe me, the American public should get down on their knees and thank God that they're down there doing that.
You are one brave man, John Clark. I will say that. I'll tell you what, gentlemen, we have people waiting on the line. Let's take some calls for all of you gentlemen. And let's start with Art in Kansas. Hello, Art. You are now on a program.
Okay. God bless the Minutemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were talking about the unions being involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
John Sweeney, AFL-CIO, is a CFR member.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, there's cross-membership in all these groups.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And I would imagine when Antonio came up here that this was not a dictatorship.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons why he came.
Yeah.
Not a dictatorship yet, but go ahead.
It's damn near. All bets are off.
Right, right.
Now, the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, and the Opus Dei are all parts of the Catholic Church. This would not be the first time they'd help bring a country down.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been planned for decades.
Right.
And they've had help from the Quakers also.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
very true.
The public has to realize that the organizations that we grew up with, you know, especially like the unions. I was a Teamster when I was a kid, and they watch out for the American worker. Well, the AFL-CIO doesn't care. All they care about is where they're getting the money from, and they're promoting these illegals, bringing them in along with the Catholic Church, you know, Catholic Charities, Catholic Church, you know, they're all one and the same. And, you know, these senators that I talked to this week, they said, why are you so mad? I said, because we're all mad. I said, I'm showing you what the American people are feeling out there. They are simply outraged.
Well, the CFR has got its own agenda.
Well, that's part of the globalist movement to
exactly.
disarm the border.
Exactly.
Yes, you're right. 59-page document, and that's where they're moving into, FTAA, K-12,
CAFTA, the whole nine yards, is taking us down the road
to
regional control.
This has been done so often throughout history. You bring in the hordes who come in and outbreed the native population, and pow, it's over.
Yep. Very true, Art. Thank you. We've got to move along. Let's take Linda in Wisconsin. Hello, Linda. You're next.
Hello. I'll try to hurry.
Sure. It's all right. Speak up a little, Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just quickly go through this. Wilson brought in the Federal Reserve, and then inflation. The 29 crash came, then Roosevelt seized the gold. FDR brought in the New Deal and socialism through Social Security, which, by the way, gentlemen, is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Not only should we not have it, but neither should the Mexicans. We shouldn't be wanting them to have it.
Ideally, you are absolutely right.
See, and I get a little worried when I hear people say, well, they should be paying Social Security like we are. No, don't go there, because that's socialism.
But you see how we've been entrapped now? It's a given. We are not going back. We are not going to repeal it.
Right.
So we have to make the best of what we have until we can reclaim this country and straighten it out from top to bottom. But that's a long way off, my friend.
Then from there, it went to the income tax.
Yep.
And then the Democrats came in, and they interfered with businesses and employers for minimum wages and to give workers better benefits and so on. But the main reason that I see, anyway, that people were asking for higher wages was because of the inflation. In other words, people weren't making it. My mother started working at the Rock Island Railroad in 1945 for 68 cents an hour cleaning coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And she had seven children to feed. I was the youngest of the seven.
Mm.
She never once asked for any kind of government welfare.
Right.
She had a mortgage to pay. When I look back on it now, I don't know how she did it. I mean, she did other work, too. But it just I'm so tired of this blatant lie from our government that they are doing work that we will not do.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, a young man here in my area who was working on a farm, driving 45 minutes one way, went to work one day, putting in 12 hours a day, milking cows, doing farm work. When he got to work, the lady said to him, I don't need your services anymore. And he said, why? Am I not a good worker? And she said, yes, you are. But she said, I can get someone cheaper. And it happened to be a Mexican worker.
Mm.
And so he was out of a job.
That's not necessarily cheaper, okay? What happened is the employer passes the cost of the health care to us, the cost of the social services to us, the cost of educating their children to us.
Mm.
We're not getting any benefits by supplementing these employers. The employers, in whatever region they're in, I was telling a rancher down south, I said, it's not fair for me to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all need to get together, five or six of you, form some type of co-op, and go to an insurance company and get insurance for your workers. And they're not going to do that until we pass laws to make them do it. They're cheating. And I think if they do the math, they'll find out after that it's cheaper to work an American. There's advantages to working in illegal. You don't have to pay any benefits. And number two, they don't know how to complain. They don't know what their rights are. When you deal with an American and you work an American or a legal citizen, they know how to complain when you violate a
Well, I don't think Americans know what their rights are either. But one more question before I get off. The way I understand Sensenbrenner's ID, I'm not for it because I think it's the back door way to get all of us to have a national ID card. In other words, this is what Hitler did.
I have to stop you right there because this is how they stopped our immigration employer verification many years ago by calling it a national ID card. It is not a national ID card. It has nothing to do with any type of Hitler program. It is a employer verification, which is already run by Social Security. This is the only way the employer can verify whether a Social Security number is valid.
Okay.
No other information. Now, this really upsets me when people call it a national ID card. This is what the neocons did in Washington, D.C. years ago by calling it a national ID card. It is not a national ID card. It's called EVS, Employer Verification System, run by Social Security, a person would go there. It would come back yes or no. No other information, just yes or no.
Yeah, I don't think she's referring to that. I think you're really referring to the driver's license ID.
Well, yes, and for
and
all
2007.
The driver's license. The driver's license. I'm the one that pushed that.
You were.
And I'll tell you the reason why is because the hijackers all had driver's licenses. Okay?
And we don't know that, John, for sure, do we?
Yes, they had driver's licenses.
But what proof do we have? The government has never produced the evidence.
It was an illegal alien who gave a driver's license, got a driver's license for one of the hijackers. Now, the reason for this is to stop these states, rogue states, giving driver's licenses.
I understand that.
To illegal aliens.
You know what? There's always a way around that, though.
Yeah. Of course. Of course there is.
Through criminal activity.
And the replication of these cards and then framing other people for crimes and so
theft.
Forth. There's no perfect system. There is no perfect
system.
This
is what I'm afraid of.
I understand your concerns. But.
That this is going to end up being a Soviet Union Stasi state where every single one of us are going to have to, like in Hitler's Germany, show our papers. That's
eventually, they will take us there. George Bush wants such a society, Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, though.
Yes,
very
thank you.
Interesting discourse here. And that is true that the neocons would like to have this country totally regimented, everything under the thumb of Washington. They started with the seat belts. They started with the shoulder harnesses. Then they went to the drunk driving laws.
Yeah.
And now they're making it almost totally impossible to get in the car, out of your house, on the road, and eventually that will be a totalitarian state. One more attack, and they will just totally shut our freedom.
Correct. Let me explain about the driver's licenses. Like illegal immigrants cannot get a driver's license unless they buy a work permit, okay?
Mm.
Once that work permit expires, their driver's license expires. States like Tennessee and North Carolina are giving driver's license to illegal aliens, okay?
Mm.
This is
people
how they
are being bussed over there from other states to get those licenses.
Yeah, this is how they tap into the system.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested this to Tom Tancredo years ago.
Yeah, I'm aware of it, but I don't necessarily think it's going to work in the long run because when you look at the... Yeah.
The reason why is I said, okay, why don't you make it so that any state that issues driver's license to illegal aliens, they will not accept that identification at the airport to board a plane or anything else.
Right.
It has to be standardized. It has nothing to do with... a national ID card. I'm totally against any type of national ID card, but I'm tired of these states saying, okay, we're going to give them driver's license to illegal aliens so they can tap into our system, get on airplanes.
What about the in-state tuition?
Yeah, in-state tuition is another. It goes on and
forget
on.
Forget it. Okay, let's take another call. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Is it Shannon and John?
And Anthony. Antonio.
Hey, how you doing, Antonio?
I'm doing fine.
He's
thank
still
you.
Here.
I appreciate the show, Rick.
Thank you.
There are a couple of things that I took exception to. I heard the lady was calling the Minutemen communists, I guess. And, I'm just curious. Does this lady understand that down there on those two border states, Arizona and New Mexico, that the governors had to declare a state of emergency because the number of legal, or we'll just say, citizens of this country got murdered down there by these illegals coming into this country. Now, did they get murdered because they were communists? I'm being a little facetious here, but I took exception to that statement. I mean, it's ridiculous because...
Rodney, and then when you get into the scriptural thing, you can't misquote it either because the scripture does say, vex not the stranger in your midst, but neither let him lord over you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start lording over us and they start enslaving us and terrorizing us, that's not the same thing as welcoming strangers into our midst anymore.
Well, and the other thing that I'm... curious about, I confronted a liberal on his own show about the fact that George Bush last year called the Minutemen vigilantes, and I asked him, I said, what did they do to deserve being demonized as being people who were maybe out there doing something illegal when in fact they didn't?
I have a point to make.
Yes, please.
If we were vigilantes, there wouldn't be a border problem.
Right. But the
they better feel the smugglers, all that better rest their heads and know that we respect the rule of law more than anything else, and we respect the fact that we're Americans and we must act like Americans. Okay, but if we were vigilantes, there wouldn't be a border problem.
But let's be clear, you're not vigilantes, and what you're doing is not illegal, and this is the perception and the propaganda that this liberal was putting out there, and that is that you're vigilantes and that what you were doing was illegal when in fact...
That's all they have in their arsenal. They have they have no circumstances where we did anything. That's all they have is
good
rumors.
Points. Rodney, thank you. We have to come back and see if we can take a couple of more calls while we have time. The lines have been jammed, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes from now. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth. No matter how controversial the issue, AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Ouch, indeed. We're back, and we're going to run out of time very quickly. I'm going to try to squeeze four people in, but I'm going to have to limit you very briefly. But before I do that, I want you to tell us, Shannon, how people can get in touch with you in your area and be a part of the Minuteman Project.
Well, like I said, we're in the El Paso sector. Then go to txminuteman.org. That's minutemanormen.org.
TX, Minuteman.org.
Right.
And I'd like to say right quick, wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, support your Minutemen in that area.
Right. And John Clark, people can get in touch with you.
www.immigrationcontrol.com. And Shannon and I are be speaking at Crawford, Texas. Anybody in Texas listening should really show up May 6th down in Crawford.
Okay.
For the Rubble at the Ranch.
What's that?
It's called the Rubble at the Ranch.
The Rubble at the Ranch. Okay, I like that. All right, let's take a quickie from Joseph in Texas. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Howdy.
Quickly now.
If I can put it real bluntly, I think our major problem is the government.
No kidding.
I think that is where concentration needs to go. I think the remedies are there.
Yep.
We just got to master them.
Yeah, these are stopgap measures, we know, until we straighten out this mess in Washington.
But I think that is where the main concentration needs to be.
Like I said,
I think the remedies are there.
Yes, indeed.
If we master them.
Amen. Joseph, thank you. Robert in Wisconsin, you're next.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I kind of really, my hat's off to you, man. You're really, really.
Yeah.
Boy, you need to take a deep breath, I bet, hey?
Who's that? All of us.
Hello?
Yep. We can hear you, Robert.
Oh, okay. I think everyone should really contribute some money to
the
cause.
That they can use. We understand.
You must do that for John.
Indeed.
Okay. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, brother. Okay, let's take Gene and Steve in Texas, the two of you. Gene? Hello, Gene. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Quickly, Gene.
Okay.
Half a minute.
Okay. Businesses and corporations that hire these illegals are the problem. They give, they're
right.
The ones that give big money to these politicians to run for their offices in Congress, especially. And that's
great.
Why the congressmen are reluctant to get them out of the country and are for giving them amnesty. And this
right.
is a continual
right.
problem.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
We know the problem. Thank you very much, Gene. Well summarized. Finally, Steve in Texas.
Yeah, Rick, thank you very much for taking my call. And the government's official estimate is, what, 12 or something million?
They claim 12 million.
They've been using that figure for over 10 years. We estimate closer to 25 million illegals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I don't challenge the 12 or 13 or whatever. I just challenge their geographies off because there are that many of them in Texas.
Right.
So they forgot to include the rest of the United States.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thank you for your call. Gentlemen, we are out of time. Both of you, three of you, I should say. Thank you, and particularly Antonio and, of course, Shannon, for being new timers to the program. Thank you, and good luck to you. God bless you.
Thank God bless you. Take care.
And John Clark, always, always on the mark. And, John, you keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep blasting them in Washington and see if we can really hold their feet to the fire, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All righty. Oof, another incredible program. Well, tomorrow night we'll be back again, and we've got Jeff Bennett to tell us in the second hour what to expect with gold and silver, oil, and much more. Don't miss it. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.